Henry Purcell from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org. Henry Purcell, September 10, 1659, November 21, 1695, a Baroque composer, is generally considered to be one of England's greatest composers. Indeed, he has often been called England's finest native composer. Purcell incorporated Italian and French stylistic elements, but devised a peculiarly English style of Baroque music. Section 1. Biography. Purcell was born in St. Anne's Lane, Old Pye Street, Westminster. His father, Henry Purcell, was a gentleman of the Chapel Royal and sang at the coronation of King Charles II of England. Henry the Elder had three sons, Edward, Henry, and Daniel. Daniel Purcell, who died in 1717, the youngest of the brothers, was also a prolific composer. After his father's death in 1664, young Henry Purcell was placed under the guardianship of his uncle Thomas Purcell, who died in 1682, who showed him great affection and kindness. Thomas was himself a gentleman of His Majesty's Chapel and arranged for Henry to be admitted as a chorister. Henry studied first under Captain Henry Cook, who died in 1672, Master of the Children, and afterwards under Pelham Humphrey, who died in 1674, Cook's successor. Purcell is said to have been composing at 9 years old, but the earliest work that can be certainly identified as his is a note for the king's birthday written in 1670. The dates for his compositions are often uncertain despite considerable research. After Humphrey's death, Purcell continued his studies under Dr. John Blow. He attended Westminster School and in 1676 he was appointed organist at Westminster Abbey, and in the same year he composed a music to John Dryden's Aurangzeb and Thomas Shadwell's Epsom Wells and the Libertine. These were followed in 1677 by the music to Afra Behn's tragedy Abdelazar, and in 1678 by an overture and masque for Shadwell's new version of Shakespeare's Timon of Athens. The chorus in These Delightful Pleasant Groves from the Libertine is still performed. In 1679, he wrote some songs for John Playfair's Choice Airs, Songs and Dialogues, and also an anthem, the name of which is not known, for the Chapel Royal. From a letter written by Thomas Purcell and still extant, we learn that this anthem was composed for the exceptionally fine voice of the Reverend John Gosling, then at Canterbury, but afterwards a gentleman of His Majesty's Chapel. Purcell wrote several anthems at different times for this extraordinary voice, a basso profondo, which is known to have had a range of at least two full octaves from D below, the stave, to D above it. The dates of very few of these sacred compositions are known. Perhaps the most notable example is the anthem, They That Go Down to the Sea in Ships. In thankfulness for a providential escape of the king from shipwreck, Gosling, who had been of the royal party, put together some verses from the Psalms in the form of an anthem and requested Purcell to set them to music. The work is a very difficult one, including a passage which traverses the full extent of Gosling's voice, beginning on the upper D and descending two octaves to the lower. In 1680, Blow, who had been appointed organist to Westminster Abbey in 1669, resigned his office in favour of his pupil, who was still only 22. Purcell now devoted himself almost entirely to the composition of sacred music, and for 6 years severed his connection with the theatre. However, during the early part of the year, probably before taking up his new office, he had produced two important works for the stage, the music for Nathaniel Lee's Theodosius and Thomas Dufresne's Virtuous Wife. The compositions of his opera Dido and Aeneas, which forms a very important landmark in the history of English dramatic music, has been attributed to this period, though its earliest production has been shown by W. Barclay's choir to have been between 1688 and 1690. It was written to a libretto furnished by Nahum Tate at the request of Josiah Priest, a professor of dancing, who also kept a boarding school for young gentlewomen, first in Leicester Fields and afterwards at Chelsea, where it is thought the opera had its premiere. It is considered the first genuine English opera, although it owes much to earlier semi-operas and masks, especially Blow's Venus and Adonis. There is no spoken dialogue, but instead the action progresses in recitatives. Dido and Aeneas never found its way to the theatre, though it appears to have been very popular among private circles. It is believed to have been extensively copied, but only one song was printed by Purcell's widow in Orpheus Britannicus, and the complete work remained in manuscript until 1840, when it was printed by the Musical Antiquarian Society under the editorship of Sir George Macfarren. Soon after Purcell's marriage in 1682, on the death of Edmund Lowe, he was appointed organist of the Chapel Royal, an office which he was able to hold simultaneously with his position at Westminster Abbey. His eldest son was born in the same year. His first printed composition, 12 Sonatas, was published in 1683. For some years after this, he was busy in the production of sacred music, odes addressed to the king and royal family, and other similar works. In 1685, he wrote two of his finest anthems, I Was Glad and My Heart Is Inditing, for the coronation of King James II. In 1687, he resumed his connection with the theatre by finishing the music for Dryden's tragedy Tyrannic Love. In this year, Purcell also composed a march in quick step, which became so popular that Lord Watson adapted the latter to the fatal verses of Lillibullero. And in or before January 1688, he composed his anthem Blessed Are They That Fear the Lord by express command of the king. A few months later, he wrote the music for Dufresne's play, The Fool's Preferment. In 1690, he wrote the songs for Dryden's version of Shakespeare's The Tempest, including Full Fathom Five and Come Unto These Yellow Sands, and the music for Betterton's adaptation of Fletcher and Massinger's Prophetess, afterwards called Diocletian, and Dryden's Amphitryon. In 1691, he produced his dramatic masterpiece King Arthur, also written by Dryden, and first published by the Musical Antiquarian Society in 1843. In 1692, he composed songs and music for The Faery Queen, an adaptation of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, the score of which was rediscovered in 1901 and published by the Purcell Society. Purcell's Te Deum and Jubilate was written for St. Cecilia's Day, 1693, the first English Te Deum ever composed with orchestral accompaniment. This work was annually performed at St. Paul's Cathedral until 1712, after which it was performed alternately with Handel's Utrecht Te Deum and Jubilate until 1743, when both works were replaced by Handel's Dettingen Te Deum. He composed an anthem and two elegies for Queen Mary's funeral. Besides the operas and semi-operas already mentioned, Purcell wrote Don Quixote, Boudica, The Indian Queen, and others, a vast quantity of sacred music and numerous odes, cantatas, and other miscellaneous pieces. He died at his house in Dean's Yard, Westminster, in 1695, at the height of his powers. He was only in his mid-30s. His wife and three of his six children survived him. His widow died in 1706, having published a number of his works, including the now-famous collection called Orpheus Britannicus, in two volumes, printed in 1698 and 1702, respectively. The cause of Purcell's death is unclear. One theory is that he caught a chill after returning late from the theatre one night to find that his wife had locked him out. Another is that he succumbed to chocolate poisoning. Perhaps the most likely is that he died of tuberculosis. The beginning of Purcell's will reads, In the name of God, Amen. I, Henry Purcell, of the city of Westminster, gentleman, being dangerously ill as to the constitution of my body, but in good and perfect mind and memory, thanks be to God, do by these presents publish and declare this to be my last will and testament. And I do hereby give and bequeath unto my loving wife, Frances Purcell, all my estate, both real and personal, of what nature and kind soever. Purcell is buried adjacent to the organ in Westminster Abbey. His epitaph reads, Here lies Henry Purcell, Esquire, who left this life and is gone to that blessed place where only his harmony can be exceeded. A Purcell Club was founded in London in 1836 for promoting the performance of his music, but was dissolved in 1863. In 1876, a Purcell Society was founded, which published new editions of his works. After his death, Purcell was honored by many of his contemporaries, including his old friend John Blow, who wrote an ode on the death of Mr. Henry Purcell, Mark How the Lark and Linnet Sing, with text by his old collaborator John Dryden. The English poet Gerald Manley Hopkins wrote a famous sonnet entitled simply Henry Purcell, with a headnote reading, "The poet wishes well to the divine genius of Purcell and praises him that, whereas other musicians have given utterance to the moods of man's mind, he has, beyond that, uttered in notes the very make and species of man as created both in him and in all men generally." A modern-day Purcell Club has been created and provides guided tours and concerts in support of Westminster Abbey. Purcell is among the Baroque composers who has had a direct influence on modern rock and roll. According to Pete Townshend on The Who, Purcell was among his influences, particularly evident in the opening bars of The Who's Pinball Wizard. The title song from the soundtrack of the film A Clockwork Orange is from Purcell's Music for the Funeral of Queen Mary. Purcell also had a strong influence on the composers of the English musical renaissance of the early 20th century, most notably Benjamin Britten, who created and performed a realization of Dido and Aeneas, and whose Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra is based on a theme from Purcell's Abdelazar. Stylistically, the aria I Know a Bang from Britten's opera A Midsummer Night's Dream is clearly inspired by Purcell's aria Sweeter Than Roses, which he wrote as part of the incidental music to Dryden's Pausanias. Section 2. References. This article incorporates text from the Encyclopaedia Britannica 11th edition, a publication now in the public domain. 1. Wells, J.C. Longman Pronunciation Dictionary. Harlow, Essex. Longman, ISBN 0582-364671. 2. Kenyon, John S. Thomas A. Knott, K-N-O-T-T. A Pronouncing Dictionary of American English. Springfield, Massachusetts. Merriam-Webster, ISBN 08-777-90477. 3. Peter Holman, Robert Thompson, Henry Purcell, 2. Grove Music Online, edited by L. Macy, accessed March 17, 2006, at grovemusic.com, that's grovemusic.com. This site is available through a subscription access. Section 3. Media. In this article, you can listen to the following media files. I Was Glad, Ode 1, Symphonia, Ode 2, Welcome to All, Ode 3, Hail to this Happy Assembly, Ode 4, Hear the Deities Approve, Ode 5, While Joy Celestial, Ode 6, Then Lift Up Your Voices, Ode 7, Beauty, Thou Scene of Love, Ode 8, In a Concert of Voices. Section 4. See also List of Compositions by Henry Purcell, Dido and Aeneas, King Arthur, The Fairy Queen. Section 5. External Links. Purcell by John F. Runciman, a biography forming part of Bell's miniature series of musicians published in 1909 from Project Gutenberg. Henry Purcell on Choral Wiki, that's CHORALWIKI. Free scores by Henry Purcell in the Werner Icking Music Archive, that's WERNERICKING. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft, that's copyleft/fdl.html.